You put your heart and your soul into your show, and I want to help you reach all of those potential listeners out there. That's why I'm excited to announce my upcoming podcast marketing workshop. It's about giving you practical tools to grow your audience. You'll learn the secrets to getting your podcast discovered, attracting your dream listeners, and boosting those download numbers. This workshop will be hosted live with a replay available on April 30th. You can sign up by going to galatimedia.com/workshop. Let's grow our podcasts together. We are seeing such a huge rise in the use of AI when it comes to creating and effectively disseminating content as well as information. Recently, YouTube and Apple Podcasts stated that if you are using AI in your podcast or in your creation content, you need to be letting people know that. You need to disclose that for people. But what does that actually mean for podcasters? And how can we ethically use AI tools to help us be more efficient in our podcast creation while also intentionally keeping our voice our voice? Welcome to Successful Podcasting Unlocked, the podcast that will answer all of your podcasting questions. My name is Alicia Galati, the founder of Galati Media, a full-service podcast management agency where we help business owners launch and maintain lead-generating podcasts. Today's question is, how can I use podcasts and AI ethically? This is really important, and we're seeing such a rise in the use of AI and people just telling these chat-based AI models to create content for them. They then copy that content and throw it up on the internet. That is obviously not what we would consider ethical use of AI. We also have seen tools that you can type in what you would like the AI tool to speak in your voice, in your tone. They use that language model to then create an audio podcast for you. Now, that dabbles into the side of you still wrote it, but you didn't say it. Where does that land? And I think that has to go to where do your ethics lie with being able to say, I created this. So I was talking to a friend recently, and they were talking about how they're using AI to do better with creating their content. They struggled with coming up with SEO-friendly titles for their podcast. They had listener feedback come back and say, I think you could do a little better with these titles. I'm a little confused on what the titles are. The content is great, but maybe a little work on the titles. And so they took that information to the heart. They took that feedback to heart and they said, okay, I'm going to see if I can do better. I don't really know a lot about SEO. I'm not an expert on the topic. And I could ask these chat-based AI models and learning models and discussion models to then give me ideas for what I should be doing with my SEO titles. And he was able to use, here's the transcript of my episode. What are some SEO-friendly titles? Give me a few that I can pick from based on this conversation. To me, that is ethical use of AI. You are feeding it the information that you have already personally created, and then you're asking it to pull from that and make it better. And you're not just saying, pull from it, make it better, and I'm going to slap that up. I like to think of AI as not, and I've heard it this way as an assistant, kind of like to take it a step even back more and say, AI is like an intern. You're going to have to check the information that they give. They're not always going to be correct. And yes, it's a fantastic tool. It's a supportive tool to have in your pocket when you need help digging up information or you need help with research or you need some ideas or some brainstorming ideas. But you're going to have to say, use your human brain and say, is this something that is actually relevant? On the Listener Sleets podcast, we have an episode coming up soon with Atiba D'Souza. And in that episode, we were talking about video specifically, but I asked him about what he thought about AI and kind of where it was going. And he described it so eloquently and beautifully. And I want to make sure that I say this as best as I can. Be sure to go listen to that episode when it comes out. But he said, right now, it's a mishmash. We're seeing content that is people created and content that is AI created. And it's kind of all together and we can kind of maybe tell the difference, but we're not really sure. And in 4 years' time, that's what he says, 4 years' time, we'll see the great divide. The divide of people who used AI ethically, correctly, asked it the right questions, and then what he called the dumb people who are just asking it to spit something out, copying and pasting it, and using it as their own. So which side, I'm guessing, you want to be on the side where we're asking AI the right questions, we're getting the right information, we're using that to make better decisions for ourselves, for our podcasts, and then being able to make the most of it. So please double check your AI, double check these things, but really think about as content creators, right? I'm all about working smarter, not harder. How can we make the most of these tools to really help us and to support us? And I think that that way, using it and taking your transcript, handing it over and saying, I need you to create a blog post based on this. And then taking that blog post kind of outline, tweaking it, adding in your verbiage, making it your own, thinking about your ideal reader, thinking about your ideal listener, the people who are going to come across your content. How can you infuse you into that blog post so it doesn't just sound like it was written by AI, right? Like you're going to help yourself in the long run by doing a little bit of that extra work, but still having some type of outline to help you and support you. So how can you ethically use AI with your podcast? I think it really goes back to how you're using the tool. Are you using these AI tools as a way to make you not have to do the original work, to not show up for your audience, to not show up as the expert? Are you using it as a crutch to keep you from fully owning who you are as a business owner and as a podcaster? If the answer is yes, then I would really address that. Think about where you can maybe stop using it in that way and ways that you can use it to kickstart your brain, to get those ideas flowing without taking away from you and your voice. And if you are using it in a way that is feels good, it's helping you and supporting you, and you're not just copying and pasting it and saying that you did it, then I think that you're fine. You're using it ethically. In the near future, we are going to actually have a mini course all about using podcasting and AI. My goal with it is to show you how I take 10-minute episodes and turn them into over 10 pieces of long and short form content. So I hope that that sounds like something that's interesting to you, that you're like, oh yeah, please give that to me. Make this easier for me. And in that training, we are going to be talking about how I use it to brainstorm some initial ideas, maybe get a couple outlines and ideas of ways that I could talk about something, and then go a little deeper, actually create the content myself, give my own stories, give it my own voice. And then I go and I have that transcript, put it into the different chat services and seeing what they come out with and how I can tweak it and make it my own. If that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, please go check out galatimedia.com/workshop. We will have a link there for the waitlist, so that way you will be notified as soon as that course is ready. We hope to have it ready in the next few weeks, but if that's not something that is interesting to you, that's okay. Either way, continue listening to this show because we're going to keep answering your podcasting questions. If you have your own questions, please feel free to reach out to me. On Instagram, you can go to alicia.galati or successful.podcasting.unlocked, and I will happily answer your question there as well as put it up on the show here. Until next time, happy podcasting.